some fun. Put down your bag and listen in. It's time for the podcast to begin. Hello and welcome to the DBCB podcast break time. First, we'll be starting with the funniest things at home. First of all, I was playing with my brother, Christopher. He decided to tickle me, and I decided, because he was being mean to me, push him. That wasn't a very good idea, because when Christopher, because he's strong and old, much older than me, he picked me up by the feet and dropped me in the pond. Well, that was kind of by accident, but it was pretty funny. Another time, David was trying to catch a ball, but it went straight past him into the paddling pool at Pat Pond. And he was trying to reach in, and splash, he fell in. Not very warm, pretty cold, freezing, more-like. Well, my friend Olivia, she was swinging on her chair in Menorca, having a nice double chocolate milkshake. She was swinging too hard, and then she poured it all over herself. Oh, what a messy pup. Right, I'm going to go and hand over to David for All About Movies. Thank you.
Well, hello and welcome to the movie part of this episode. First of all, Romeo and Juliet is one of the new movies my sister has just seen. She's been saying how great it is and gripping. The second film is Transformers 3, which has just recently come out as well, and it's meant to be one of the best action game videos ever, and it's really about combating aliens and other monsters as well. Next is the new Harry Potter second half of the Deathly Hallows, which is coming out on the 15th of July. It's going to be really good, and we all hope it's going to be an action-packed video.
Seventh Harry Potter, just to let you know.
Next is Pirates of the Caribbean 4, and it's called Strange Tides, and it's got lots of different sides trying to get this fountain, and they have to all battle each other in a great thing. Next is the Green Lantern. The Green Lantern is where a man finds a ring and uses the power of it to use his superpowers and can fly and do loads of awesome stuff. Now let's go straight to the news, where we'll be talking about teachers going on strike and maybe what would happen if we ran out of oil.
Oh yes, if we were running out of oil, I would say we wouldn't be able to do really much anything. Cooking, ironing, well, ironing doesn't sound like using oil, but electricity uses oil deep down, I think, anyway. And so we've got to try and use less and less, and try and walk less, and try and use less oil.
We also know that we use a lot of things to make things with oil, like clothes and stuff. So what we could do is make less of it and don't waste as much food and don't use as much electricity. Otherwise we will run out of oil soon. And
that wouldn't be very pleasant, yeah. Seriously, it wouldn't.
Second thing we're going to talk about on this news is about the teachers going on strike. Now, everyone should know that teachers and other people have gone on strike to try and stop the government from changing things and making them having to pay more, and they get less from doing their job. So they protested, and hopefully it will work, teachers going on strike. Now, we are going to go straight across to Catherine, who is going to tell us about the Olympics.
Well, the Olympics is coming up very soon, in 2012, as you all know. It will be taking place in London and Weymouth, well, and Portland, really. Well, it's going to be taking place for a week, but we were hoping to get a ticket, but unfortunately we couldn't get that.
Yeah.
Boom. Now, we all would like to sit in front of the telly, all eating chocolates. But no, get out and about and go and see it down on the beach. That is, if there is any space, because lots of people will be down there, seriously.
The other thing is, they'll be sailing from Portland to Weymouth, where we are, and that we might see them going past in the distance, and we're going to look at them in binoculars. But also, you can watch them on TV if you don't live from Weymouth or Portland, you live somewhere else. You can still watch it on the television. The other thing is, if in London, a lot of events are happening there, so hopefully people down in London will be able to see the events themselves, but you can also watch them on TV.
Now, I know this is a pretty random subject, but a friend's just recently told me they've put a camera down a puffin's hole. If, in case you didn't know, that's a baby puffin. And a few new baby owlets have just been ringed. Nice to hear. Now, shall we have a look and talk about a bit of Glastonbury and see who liked it and what happened?
Yeah.
Well, I liked Wombles, because that's one of my dad's favourites. I did want to see Kate Townsville, but we couldn't pick it up. My uncle, he went to Glastonbury to see it, and one of my classmates went to see it, so he missed quite a bit of school, unfortunately. We didn't do much, though, talking about Glastonbury. Anyway,
I'm going to move on to the secondary school and talk a bit about people in year six moving up to secondary school and about their feelings and stuff. And I'm going to experience that soon because I am moving up in a couple of weeks. So if you have any questions to ask, we'll be glad to answer them on this program.
If you're scared about secondary school, we'll ease your mind. Now, I'm going to go and interview David for his secondary school feelings. David, what do you feel?
Well, I'm quite nervous about going to secondary school. It's a completely new school, and I've never been there, so I don't really know what it's like, and it's going to be quite scary the first time I go there, but hopefully I'll get used to it and have lots of fun.
Okay, anything else about secondary school you're looking forward to?
Yeah,
or?
It's at All Saints, so I hope it's going to be quite fun. And I think that I'm going to have a really good time moving up. And
anything you're going to look forward to? Like,
I look forward to learning new subjects because I'll have new things in science and stuff like physics and chemistry, which I think is going to be really cool. And I hope that it's going to be a really, really fun. But enough about the secondary school.
Now,
let's go over to Catherine with new books and favourite books.
Well, first of all, I'm going to do favourite books because I like reading a lot. I spend most of my days reading and so on. So, first of all, my third favourite book is Dragon Rider. It's about a boy who finds a dragon and a brownie called Sorrel, and they've got to try and kill the evil dragon, basically, cut the story short. My second favourite was Halo, and I really, really enjoyed Halo. I'm so shocked it's not my first favourite, but there you are. It's about when a girl, she pretends to be a boy because she, because it's in those days where you've got to be a woman, otherwise wouldn't be able to get a job or get married off, and she didn't want that. She wanted to be all happy in that, and so she was, she got taken to Sparta, she got kidnapped a lot, and anyway, she finally got out of it, Sparta, and she met up with her family again, her adopted family, which are the centaurs. Yeah. And she found her mum again, and she couldn't find her dad again because unfortunately he died, but she found out she was an Amazon princess. And my first favourite book is Darren Shan, Zur de Freak, and it's all about this boy who becomes a vampire because his friend would have died because he had to save him because he got bitten by this really poisonous spider called Madame Octa. And it's also David's favourite book, I'm on the second book as well after that because it's a series and it's really good. I hope you would like to read any of these or send in your comments about your favourite books and we'll add them on to the show. David, what do you think? Comment about books and your favourite books.
My favourite book's called Triskelion and it's about a boy called Adam and a girl called Rachel who go to their grandma's home in England from America because their parents are divorcing and all that stuff. So they come there and it's a bit strange and the people are a bit weird. So, and then they make friends with this boy called Gabriel who they have to try and help get these three Triskelion blades back together to make this symbol. And when they get it together, Gabriel transforms into a knight to retrieve his ancestors' amulets and stuff so that they could live somewhere like in heaven. And then he disappeared and then their mum came and then they went with their mum in a helicopter and suddenly landed and they got taken away from their mum again, which seems to be quite suspicious. So the second book is going to be all about them trying to get out and their mum's going to try and save them and then they got taken away from their parents. So now we think we are going to talk about new games. There's lots of new games, about like the Kinect for the Xbox, so that you can do lots of movements and lots of new games with it. Also, there's the 3DS, which is 3D, and you can switch between normal and 3D, so you can experience new games in 3D.
I don't think there's any more war games because apparently now that everyone says they're out of fashion, out of season. And, So, games are normally now electric, as everyone knows. And, try and get some more ball games. And try and make some of your own because it's pretty easy. All you do is get a piece of card and then draw on what you want and then get some counters. So
if you have any questions to ask us about anything or to answer any questions you don't know, you can send them to our website and you can see and we'll answer your questions if we can for you. Because we're coming up to near to the end of the show.
Now, we missed out saying about the new books. Now, there's quite a few new books coming.
For example, Triskelion 2
is
coming out soon, or it might have just come out. But
there's lots of quite good books new coming out.
A new book for Darren Shan coming out soon.
Except that's way far off because I'm just doing the second book and there's loads.
There's lots of new books coming around and you can send in the names of your favourite book and new book and we'll mention it on the next episode for you.
So we've had quite a fun day. Quite a lot of things to do.
And drawing up to the end of the show, so I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and please listen to next week's.
Yeah.
See you
next week. Oh, before we go, next week we're going to have a series of different interviews of Pokemon. and we're going to have a look at down and see some animals. We're going to have some more news about, well, we can see some next time. And
we're going to answer a few more of your questions that you send in, and hopefully lots will come in, so we have
and
lots
we'll see to how many more funniest moments of your life come in.
Well,
if you can send some in, or we find out some of our own.
Yeah, could you send in, please, some of your funniest moments as well, because that could be really helpful and we can tell other people about them. As long as
and
you want them to be told.
Well, we'll tell you about it next week, but when you can you, because with next week we're talking about animals, send in anything you like about your pets, or strange pets you've got, like, I don't know, my friend's friend is Brooke, and she's in Australia, and she's got a pet crocodile, so...
So just send in your the name of your pet and what animal it is, and we can mention it, as long as you... And that's the, yeah.
Hope you had a nice time. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Looks like we have finished now, and our podcast is done. Thanks for joining us. We hope you've all had fun. Running out of time now. Looks like we have to go. Tune in next time for another Top Class show.